we can start off by saying welcome to In the Future NDZ.
I've had some complaints about that. People said that doesn't really make any, much sense. No drill zone. I get it, but they like Pickle Pod better.
All right,
I guess, well, Anna Bright, maybe you can weigh in on this. What do you think? Keep the name the same, change it, come up with something creative. Thomas, for some reason, why don't you like Pickle Pod, Thomas? What's the issue?
Well, so I've said this before, and Anna, I hate that this is going front and center when we should be introducing you. Let's get to this after. How's that sound, Tyson?
Fine. Sure.
Because we have Anna Bright here.
Yeah.
She kind of lit up the pickleball world this past weekend, because she basically just like waltzed into a pro tournament and took down a bunch of veterans and took home two gold medals.
But
and
not now only that, she like, called her shot, right?
And
you did
she
the Babe Ruth thing where you pointed to left field or wherever. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
so you called your shot. What did people think of that?
Shoot or shoot. You know, I had nothing to lose in doing that, right? If I lose, you know, my comment got one like, nobody's ever going to see it. So you might as well go for it, you know? And then I was right. And then I get to be reposted and look like a legend. So I just saw an opportunity for greatness with not a lot of downside. So I took it. Mm,
very smart. Mm.
An eye for greatness. It's a good quality to have.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So
go ahead, Tyson. Go ahead.
Oh, as you made that comment, were you like 100% certain you're going to be making waves here?
Okay.
Or at that point, were you like, or were you like, this is eye for greatness? Like, worst case scenario, I don't win, but nobody's expecting me to win. Best case scenario, I go out and crush it. Then this comment, like, what was your, were you like that confident in all of your abilities that you were like, this is going to be great?
Yeah. Were you kind of serious, or were you just like messing around? That's what
I think. Most things I do, I'm like mostly joking, but kind of serious.
Okay.
And so that was the vibe with that comment. I did think in singles I could do well. The doubles, you know, I didn't really know, but I thought I could do well. So that was kind of the vibe. But it was mostly eye for greatness. And it was like November 1st on my Twitter, I did a tweet considering pursuing professional pickleball. And that was, I'd been playing pickleball for a week.
Okay.
At that point, some people have found this tweet and like sent it to me. So that was another case of, you know, kind of serious, but mostly joking, but
that's how all professional pickleball players start, is them playing the game once and then joking about turning pro and then turning pro in a few months.
Correct.
No, and that's 100% my situation.
Yeah.
Just to add a little context here. So for those listening who hadn't seen, essentially Anna just commented, I don't know, it was like 2 weeks ago on a tournament preview post. And like, I had no idea who Anna was. In fact, I didn't even see the comment. I don't think many people did, but she commented on this preview post of like, you know, the upcoming tournaments, just saying, what was the exact comment? It was like, tune in if you want to watch me do some like great stuff or something like that. Right.
It was catch me in action at the APPs, guys, if you want to see things that have never been done before.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
And then
yours was better than his. Anna.
It was. Yeah. I think so too.
and then once you won, you went back and you replied to your own comment and you just go, called it. It's essentially a mic drop.
Essentially, I should have done a microphone emoji, but to be honest, as soon as as we won doubles, I was like, shoot, I have to find that post. Like that was a thought I had. And then I was scrolling and the dink, there's just so many posts. At first I didn't find it. I was like, oh my God, did they delete it? You know, but I found it. All was right in the world. And
you thought it might've been offensive enough that they deleted it.
Yeah. I thought so. You know, I thought it might've made so many waves that.
Yeah. Big pickleball. Yeah. Big pickleball was upset. All the world number ones were like, get her out of here.
Yeah, my little Anna not so bright, you know, 100 followers. I was a little worried about it, you know.
Has your follower count increased since your victory?
My follower count in the queue has increased a lot, because that's like my little private account. Then I had to make a pickleball account because I was just blowing up. So that's what I'm on now. And I'm already like nearly 500 people, and I've just made it a few days ago. So definitely have you know, my I've never been so famous.
How's it feel
in my life? You know, I'm probably like 1/100th as famous as you are, Tyson. So
I think even a stretch, but we get what you're saying.
What about me? What's the ratio to me?
Probably like halfway there.
You probably I'm like on par, essentially.
I don't know.
So Anna, yesterday when Thomas said that you're going to be our guest, and then you shared like a little, like it was a DM thread or a text thread with somebody who was super excited that you and I were going to be chatting. Yeah. Are you a Survivor fan or are you just like a Picklepod fan?
A Survivor fan. My family's a big Survivor fan. It's actually so funny, Tyson. I wanted to say this. My whole family has always thought I should go on Survivor. And this is something my grandparents just like hound me for regularly. And literally like around the time I was getting into pickleball, I was seriously thinking about making an audition tape. And I found yours on YouTube.
Oh, you know? Found mine? Where did you find that?
It's on YouTube. And you, it's just like, you could not do those things now that you were doing in that video.
How do you mean?
You were just being a little too ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, something that would fly today. And I was like showing my family. I was like, look what Tyson did. This is so crazy. We had it like on our, on the YouTube. And then I get into pickleball and I follow the dink. I find out what the dink is. And I, it's like a week later, I'm like, oh my God, like Tyson's in pickleball. You know, I like texted in the family group chat. And then, you know, 4 months later, here I am. And I don't think I'll be making a Survivor audition video anytime soon. But if I do, I might have to, I might need your help. I might have to just emulate yours. I don't know if I can quite pull it off.
You already said that that wouldn't fly today. And now you're saying that we're going to just do the same.
I just think I would need your inspiration. I think I would need your touch for greatness there, you know.
For those who haven't seen the video, it's really not, so I didn't know anybody in that video. I just went to 7-Eleven and was harassing like 7-Eleven customers, asking them why they think I would be good on the show on Survivor. And, but when you fill out these applications, they say, don't have anybody else in your video. The video has to be like under 3 minutes. Don't put background music to it or anything. I didn't even read any of the rules. So my video was like 4.5 minutes long. There was like 100 different people in it and it had background music to it. And then I just turned it in and they were like, you didn't follow any of the rules. I was like, yeah, I didn't read the rules. And they're like, okay. They like did not care at all. They kind of like liked it that I just was like, yeah, I didn't read any of the rules. That's just, I just saw the thing and submitted it.
It was so stellar because it was like so low budget. Like, I don't want to say, low effort, you know, it was clearly edited, you know, but it was just other people are like, going to all these different places in their town. They're so try hard. Like, Ty, I did this in high school and then I did this in college and I'm so great. And I started all these clubs. And Tyson's like, you know, got his arm around random people, just like talking about how sexy he is. And it just worked. It absolutely clicks.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we don't want to dwell too much on this aspect, but if you are making an audition tape, it's all about being like, just showcasing your authentic personality and that's it. Like people put too much effort. Like you said, like they don't care if you can CrossFit. Nobody cares if you can CrossFit. That's like the thing CrossFitters don't know. But like an audition video, you're just wasting time if you're showing stuff like that. So,
right. Yeah.
Well, say hi to the family for me and tell them as soon as they become professional pickleball players, they can talk to me too.
Okay. All right. That's good motivation.
All right. Glad we got that out of the way. Anna, like, I think everybody's wondering how long have you been training? I think you just alluded to what, like 4 months?
November.
I started October 23rd.
That was the first time you ever picked up a pickleball paddle.
And I had played like 5 or 6 times before that, just throughout 4 years of being in college when I'd come home. Sometimes we go messing around with my family. But October 23rd, I went to, you know, the local courts in here where people play pickup.
Okay.
Where are you at?
Had a dink. I'm in like the Boca Raton area of Florida.
And
I got hooked.
What's your background? Was there a smooth transition? Tennis, table tennis, badminton, what?
Tennis all the way. I was a really, really good junior tennis player. Recruited. I played at Cal or UC Berkeley. Where I was a rock solid, you know, line five, line six player. So not someone who's making waves, but someone who doesn't lose a lot. And I was a really good doubles player. And so the switch to pickleball was pretty painless, I would say. And I think it suits me a lot better than even tennis did.
Was it as easy as you thought it would be?
It seems like
the answer is probably yes.
I would say as a whole, it's been pretty easy. Like I still need to get better at the dinking, but it's been pretty easy. The hardest thing for me is actually learning how to hit a forehand hard. Backhand always came really easy to me, you know, two hands, but in tennis, like I use a very Western grip on my forehand. And so I just didn't know what grip to use if I wanted to drive a forehand. So anyone who played with me, like the first 2 months, like every time I would hit a forehand hard, I would just scream, "You don't have a forehand! Like, what are you doing?" Like, it was just an ongoing source of frustration till I committed to a grip, and now my forehand's halfway decent on a good day.
So are you playing when you're training or you're going to the courts or whatever where you are? You said what, Boca Raton?
Yeah.
Yes, where I live. Yeah.
Are you playing with other pros? Are there other like high level players around you? Had you been training with other pros?
Yeah. So about late December, I got in with the Johnsons. So I play with them. I play with Gabriel Tardio, Mircea Merariu. It's kind of the normal group that I play with.
Got it. That
so
is,
I had to get better. I had to get
right,
better.
Right.
Sink or swim.
Well, I think the quickest way to elevate your game in pickleball is just to play with better people. Right. So you can actually make huge leaps if you do what you did essentially, which is like you're training right off the bat with some of the top players in the game. So that actually explains a lot.
So is full-time pickleball now what we're going to see? Anna Bright, full-time pickleball player.
Pretty much. I actually spoke to my boss yesterday about like, yo, I know I've been working for 2 months, but,
2 months is a long time to hold down a job.
what do you do?
Essentially a project manager at a small tech company. I work remotely. So I'm in Florida. My company is not here. And my boss really likes pickleball, really supportive. I sent him the No Man's Land pickleball article about me or where, you know, I'm like I'm basically like God in that the first half of that article. So he was like totally chill with it. So I think now I'm going to have like a really flexible work schedule. So I'll still be able to have my job, but I'm going to pretty much be able to play all the tournaments I want to.
Perfect.
Nice.
That's an ideal scenario. How often a week are you playing? Are you playing every day? Are you doing something every day to further your pickleball dominance, or what does your schedule look like?
I am playing pickleball every single evening. Like there's pretty much no days off. I did take a day off Tuesday because I was just Monday, you know, I played like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I was so stressed out, you know, because my phone is blowing up, just got my life is changing, and I was just like, I'm so stressed out about pickleball, like I have to go play pickleball. It's the only way to not be stressed out. But I played 3 games, and I was like, I'm so tired, so I left. Didn't play Tuesday, but otherwise, I really do not take days off. Like every day after work, I'm playing for a minimum of 2 hours. I don't drill ever. I actually drilled for the first time.
Yes. Yes, that is correct. Right answer, Anna.
I knew I liked this girl.
Yeah, that was the right answer. Really impressive.
I play a lot on weekends. I'm known to sometimes play like, you know, I play in the morning, then I'll drive and play with other people in the afternoon, then sometimes I'll play in the evening again, like full on pickleball addict, but not about the drilling. That may become necessary at some point, but
no, I can assure you it will not.
Then we'll just keep playing rec.
Yeah, that's you are speaking our language 100% over here, because drilling is boring. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I mean, if you're winning tournaments and not drilling, I mean, it sounds like that's the formula.
Do you win tournaments without drilling, Tyson?
I know, but I
don't
also
answer
usually...
that as your legal counsel. As your legal counsel, do not respond to that.
Generally, I do not participate in tournaments.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair then. You probably would win them.
The Waters told us that the big transition for them was when they started drilling. However, we know, Tyson and I know, that that was big pickleball propaganda.
Yeah.
And we saw right through that. So.
Okay. All right. Good to know then. Good to know. So I'll stay the course.
Okay. Yeah, so and then, go ahead, Thomas.
Well, I was just going to say, so you kind of come up against Corinne Carr, Simone Jargim. I mean, you played a bunch of awesome players, but you're in the final against those two players. Did you understand like the significance of that? Like, did you understand who Simone and Corinne were in pickleball? Like, how familiar are you with the pro landscape? And like, did you know the players that you were playing against as you were kind of making your way through the bracket?
I knew a lot of names. The people I knew, like, I really knew Vivian and Lee and Simone. I just knew from like watching the highlights and things on YouTube, though. I knew who Lee Whitwell was just because of Major League Pickleball. Like suddenly she was everywhere. And, you know, Vivian is always playing with Deckel, and you guys have talked to Deckel, like so many highlights, you know, so those matches are easy to watch. And then Simone is just, you know, just everywhere. And it's funny, actually, I also did an Instagram story like 2 weeks into playing pickleball, just joking, but I tagged like Simone and Annalie and Ben and just said like, I'm coming for for, you guys, like, I'm coming for pro pickleball, but I don't think they saw it because I'm a private account, so I don't think you could see that. But it was like everyone in my followers like, oh my god, like, so legendary. And I was like, they couldn't even see it, like, it's fine. But it's just funny that, you know, less than a few months later, I was playing against Simone, and I know she's not at full health and stuff, but that was so fun. I knew who she was. I was really, really excited about it. And I just kind of felt like, I always felt like, we're going to play mostly to Corinne, and we are so hot right now. Corinne's really good, but that was kind of the mentality. And we were just so focused. And I felt like anything could happen if we kept playing as well as we did against Lee and Vivian in the bronze.
Right.
Since, I guess this was just last week, right? So since then, have you been propositioned by potential new doubles partners? Have you had people reach out?
I think that the best way to get male attention as a female is to become a good pickleball player, because the outreach to play doubles is unbelievable. I think it's 100% true. It's 100% true.
Like, how many? Like, give us a number. Like, hundreds, 50, 25. What are we?
Probably every male in the South Florida area. Like, just kidding. But no.
I was joking. That was entirely a joke. An assessor or somebody to give me that number, okay?
I've probably at least around 10 to 15, maybe like 15 pros.
Okay.
You know,
so like people you know that are playing pro.
Yeah.
Reach out to you, okay?
Probably around there. And then some people who are really just shooting their shot, and I respect it.
Okay.
like, there's this guy who's a 4-0, but he lives really close to me. He was one of the people who helped me figure out how to play a tournament. He messaged me, saying, like, you play one. I was like, I don't know. So.
Wait, what did he say?
He just, wanting to play one with me. And I'm just like, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not very good at saying no. So we just kind of.
Uh-oh, you're in for a very long life if you can't say no.
I know, I'm getting better at it.
A brutal life of chores for everybody but you.
I need to get better at it. But yeah.
He's a yes person. And I'm like, you're going to spend your whole life doing favors for everybody. It's like, it's easier to say no and then just rip that Band-Aid off and carry on. So,
okay, Tyson.
But
I'm going to message him right now and be like,
no, but, and you can blame it on me if that makes it a little easier. But if he helped you into the sport, then, I mean, maybe just tell him you'll play some rec games with him. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
there's
got to
be a compromise.
That's probably the way.
Okay, so 10 to 15 top-ish level pros are reaching out. Have you responded back?
So just yesterday, after I talked to my boss, I was kind of mapping out what the rest of the year is going to look like, because I really had no idea what I was playing after April. So starting to think about that, and then starting to kind of figure out partnerships. Tyler Loon was actually like the first person to reach out to me. He reached out like right after George and I won doubles. And so I'm playing in the PPA, the Riverland PPA with him. That's just in Florida in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I'm really excited about that because he's left-handed. So I get to play on the left, and I like to rip backhands. That's where I'm definitely most comfortable. So,
We'll see how
that goes. You know, if we do well, maybe we'll try to pick up some more tournaments. Other than that, I haven't really committed or solidified anything yet, but there's a lot of people on my radar. There's plenty of people who want to play with me, and I want to play with a lot of people because I don't really know anyone. It was so funny at the, on Sunday, after Georgia and I won doubles, so many people are coming up and saying like, congratulations and everything. Everyone's being so nice. And there was a tent near the pro tent that was like a pro XR2 paddle brand or something. It's like
Leave
a brand
tent.
Yeah, no free ads.
Oh, sorry.
We're just kidding. Okay. I've never even heard of that brand. Carry
but,
on.
There were two people in the tent, like wearing like hats and stuff. And they just, they start talking to me, congratulating me. And then one of them goes like, would you be interested in partnering? And I was like, no, sorry. And then they're like, what? And then we keep talking. And then soon it becomes like clear, this was Austin Gridley. And I was just like, Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I know your name. Like, I know who you are. Like, I know you just won with JW. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just didn't recognize you. It was just such a, like, I was like, I'm so sorry. I was so rude, but
To
I just
Austin,
feel.
my boy
I
Austin.
know he's so nice. So nice. Him and his coach were so nice. And I was just like, I'm so sorry. Like, that's such, oops, my bad. Just funny. So I'm still learning like names and faces and stuff, but that was a really funny moment.
I thought it was a paddle company proposition.
Right,
Is that
yeah,
what
because
you
they
thought
had like the,
initially?
yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
Because you know, we're in the
okay.
tent, they're wearing the hats.
Yeah,
Oops, that's on me.
Well, I
It
know
was a
some
funny
people at
moment.
Gamma Pickleball if you ever need a conversation.
Gamma Pickleball is everywhere now. I feel like
You don't have to
everybody's
tell
somehow
me.
using Gamma.
Yeah, I mean, I get on board about a year and a half ago, and then now they're everywhere.
I mean,
Do the
that's to be
math.
expected. That's to be
Yeah.
expected. That makes sense. That makes sense.
A question I like to ask everybody. This is a little off of your partnerships, all your future potentials with partnerships. What's your paddle weigh? Do you add weight to it? Because we talked to the waters about this and they added weight. And then I started getting more curious because I think there was a time when people didn't really add weight to paddles, but now I think everybody adds weight to paddles. Do you add weight to your paddle and do you have a specific weight you like it at or do you just go by feel?
I go by feel. I have no idea how much it weighs, but I use the Model E right now. I didn't add weight. I only started adding weight probably like a month ago.
So
And
you do have weight on your paddle now,
I
though.
do. I have like
Okay.
thin strips of lead tape. And to be honest, the only reason I wanted to add weight is because I practice with Georgia, and Georgia hits so hard. And every day I'd come home and complain to my parents. I'd be like, Georgia hits so much harder than me, and I don't know why. And I have to hit harder. And so I gradually just started adding more and more weight. And it
That's
can't be that much, but that's the motivation, just trying to be like Georgia.
well, that's why I added weight because I wasn't able to smash the ball hard enough to put the point away. And so I just kept adding weight until I was like on par with, unable to have people return it.
Is that because you
So
have extra long extremities, so it's harder for you to
tick.
generate power?
I don't think so. I think it's because I didn't really come from, like, I noticed that people who come from a tennis background, even with an unweighted paddle, are able to really hit the ball quite proficiently and hard. And I think I lacked that, is honestly what it was. So I just kept adding weight to where I didn't have to have my shoulder hurt every time I swung at the ball as hard as I could. So, but it does seem like that. Also, I saw an article somewhere or somebody saying something that the weight around the circumference of the paddle actually increases the sweet spot on the paddle.
That sounds good.
That's an interesting, untested, zero data backed theory.
I think there is data on it, but I don't have that. But yeah, do your own research for sure, but also make sure the research is correct coming from a reputable source. That would be pretty much my advice for any type of information you're seeking.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Anna.
Okay, so Anna, just talk a little bit about your game plan. It sounds like you were just mapping it out, right? So you probably don't really know what you're gonna do, but do you have any sort of like inclination as far as what your split will be between PPA, APP? Are you just gonna play local stuff? Have you kind of maybe like circled some dates on the West Coast? You're like, I'm gonna play there. Like, how are you looking at it?
I've mapped it out pretty extensively. You know, we'll see if things
Oh, really?
change, but the first half of the year, the next few months, I think are going to be mostly APPs, and then the latter half of the year is I'm going to be doing more of the PPAs because I feel like I'll get better and I'll want to play more PPA events. I don't know much about how Major League Pickleball works, but I have to be there. That has to happen for me. I'll do anything to play in that event. That just seems like a blast and a half, and kind of something that's most similar to college tennis. So I'll go
Yeah, I
when
think
that
they
is,
just
but
choose you. You just have to get recruited,
yeah,
right?
I just have to. I don't know what I have to do to get recruited. You know, maybe just keep doing decently well. But that's definitely something that I want to be a part of. That sounds so fun.
Well,
So yeah.
they'll put you in the player pool, but it's a matter of whether you get drafted by your fellow players. So I think there's one coming up here within the next, like, definitely next 4 months. So you
Okay.
kind of got to like get on your,
I
you
gotta
got
get on
to go
it.
get some more medals.
I gotta start sweet talking people too, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
maybe answer
cool.
some of those DMs.
All right.
All of them. You never know who anybody is, Anna. So I would, just respond to every single DM.
No one has ever like slid in my DMs in my life. So now that I've become a pickleball star, I actually do respond to everyone.
Wow.
So I at least give a like or something, because this is something I've just never had before. So I'm definitely, taking advantage of the opportunity to have DMs that are full.
Have you had? Thomas.
Tyson, we're kind of like all over each other this episode.
I mean, we have so many questions for Anna. That's the problem.
I know, that's true.
I want to hear if she got, aside from potential partners reaching out, what about sponsors? Have sponsors reached out? Have you been hit up by all of those companies as well? Some of them?
Don't name any of them, though, also. Because we'll just have to bleep
them. And? Some paddle companies.
You can name them. If you
don't have
to. I don't really want to.
You shouldn't name them now. Ooh. Yeah, don't name them until you got a pen on paper. That's usually how you should operate.
Trying to get some things inked, but
any that interest you, that you're excited about, that you're like, ooh, that would be cool.
Yeah, I have a couple of things that I'm really excited about. I don't really know that I should say much more, but it's been
no,
super
you shouldn't
exciting.
Say
it's
much
been crazy.
More. Yeah,
it's been crazy. Like just my Google Calendar has actually been like full. And that's just crazy. Like I'm so tired. I haven't even been able to sleep the last week. It's just so much to think about and so much to balance and stuff. And I also have like a job, I had to give a presentation on Tuesday. That was a pretty big deal. So there's just been a lot going on, but really exciting, really thankful, getting to talk to two legends right now. So I can't complain
right now,
at all.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I should admit that's pretty cool.
You should quit your job. That's what I have to say.
Thomas.
You should quit your job. And then you should also.
You don't
want to
be liable for that. You think she should quit her job and then name all the paddle brands that have reached out to her?
Yeah. We'll play them against each other. I can represent you. It's fine. You don't have to ask. I will.
All right.
Play them against each other. We'll get you the biggest deal possible. We'll get you your own paddle. We'll get you an apparel line.
Ooh.
The only thing I need you to do is go get some more medals. We'll get you into Major League Pickleball.
Wow.
And you're going to be her rep.
A pretty good sell.
I almost just said the future is bright, like not intentionally.
Wow.
But I held back because I thought I'd get called out for being
a cool pun. Yeah. No, I like that. I would have, it might have taken me a second, but I would have been like, yeah, good one, Thomas.
That would have been right up your alley.
Yeah, you
would have
very
liked that
good.
One.
Yeah.
The bright puns have been out of control. They've been out of control.
I bet.
You got a good name.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you have any questions for Thomas? Because this is a segment we've never done before where we ask Thomas a question because he's, and I want, I outside looking in, he's the least interesting of the panel usually. He's got a lot of stuff going on we just don't know about. He's in school. He's in business school.
Okay. So maybe he is trying to get into like being a sports agent. Okay.
Or get a job. And that's what I thought was crazy is that he's encouraging you to quit your job while he himself is in pursuit of more work.
Maybe he wants my job.
Because
I have flexible hours and I can play a lot of pickleball. So maybe he wants my job. I think that might be the situation.
Your boss is a pickleball fan as well. Thomas likes pickleball. There's already a bond there between boss and potential employee.
I don't think you can be my agent. I think you're trying to get me out.
Yeah, there's a conflict of interest here.
No, I don't think it's going to work. Tyson, do you want to be my agent?
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
My rates are higher, but I'm going to get you more. So it'll work itself out in the end.
Yeah. You can get me on Survivor too once this pickleball business slows down. So I think...
I can help you. Yeah. I mean, you have to get yourself on Survivor, but I can definitely help you.
Okay.
All right. Maybe audition tape consultancy. That would be an interesting little
side. There's people that do that, but I can do that.
Really?
Yeah, there's people.
Yeah. Well, I guess you just hire like an advertising agency.
But what it comes down to is you have to present yourself in the most honest, most real light that you can while showing off your personality to its fullest, and then like you either got it or you don't, honestly. Like,
yeah,
the best thing you can do, the video is the best thing you can do to get that foot in the door. But after that, if you don't have honestly what it takes, then like, so that's why people are like, help me make my video and I'll pay you money to do that and then get me in. I was like, yeah, but like, that's not all of it. And so I'm not going to take your money because do I feel like you can get on the show? I don't know, but like, I'm not going to take your money and then be like, well, you just don't have what it takes, kid. No, you're never going to, because your personality just isn't bright enough. And then nice. Get it. Yeah. And then, yeah. So all I can help you with your video, but you got to do all the work after that.
That sounds good. That sounds fair.
Yeah. But I think pickleball's so buzzy right now.
I get what you're saying right here, Thomas. And I've thought that for a little while because I have actually tried to help a couple people from the professional pickleball world get into the Survivor realm and stuff.
And other reality TV.
And other reality TV. But you have to take time away. Are you willing to take 2 months away from pro pickleball is the thing with no pickleball. And I think that it is going to be one of those niche, like, oh, there's a pickleball player on this show. That's going to be fun for the audience. I think the audience or the pickleball community is tight enough that everybody will rally behind someone like that.
I'm not there right now, but maybe I gotta get a little better, I think, before I can afford to step away. Okay. But, you know, in a year's time, who knows? Who knows
about that? 1 year from March 3rd, 2022. Got it.
Call your shot.
Sounds good.
Call your shot right now. In March of 2023, Anna will be nowhere to be found. We won't know where she is. Her social media will have gone dark. And 2 months after that, she'll be right back here like nothing ever happened. And we won't know until 6 months later that she was on TV. There, I called it for you, Anna.
Thank you. Someone yep. clip it. Here we go.
Here we go.
That's got to be the weirdest part about reality TV, by the way, is that 6 month grace period where you're like, an episode isn't out yet. And you're like, I don't know whether I'm going to be the hero or the villain.
You don't. Or even get featured at all. You could be almost non-existent from the edit. And the other thing too is like, you're riding a high from being out there. You're so high. You're just like, this is going to be on TV. Everybody's going to see this. There's cameras everywhere. They're treating me like a superstar. And then you come home to regular life and you're not allowed to talk about it. So then it's just like all the way back down. And then like the cast gets announced and the TV show starts coming out and it's like right back up there. And it's just like this roller coasters of highs and lows. And then if they show you on TV a lot or you're the star, high continues. But if like you went in, you got super hyped about the show, it's your favorite show, and then they don't show you on the entire thing, that's a huge downer. So are your emotions ready for all of that, Anna?
Yeah, I think they are. I think I could do it.
I think you can. I think you're fine. If you played high level tennis, a pro pickleball player, like that's a lot of people don't understand that when you play at high level in sports, you also have to be good at losing.
You do. You really do.
Like you can't not be good at losing. Like even a bad loser still has to deal with losing and, you know, emotionally and bounce back from it. Thomas, would you agree?
That's good. I mean, this is just good stuff, Tyson. You're on a roll right now. Anna, this is the part where we just start like rambling and we're like, we don't even know what we're talking about anymore. So with that,
it's my second coffee.
We won't make you stick around for any more of this. Thanks for coming on the show. It was awesome to learn more about you. I'm excited to see what you do. So your next tournament is, are you playing at the Plantation Open or is the next tournament the PPA?
It's Plantation starts tomorrow for me, then the PPA, and then the Delray Tier 1 APP.
All right.
Is my next couple. So it's four straight for me.
And where's your new pickleball account that we can find you at if fans are looking around?
It's annabright.pb.
Annabright.pb. And then what's the Anna Not So Bright account? Is that your personal account?
Yeah.
Do not follow her personal account, everyone.
Do not follow her pickleball account. At
You gotta
Anna,
woo me
not so
first
bright.
If you want to get on Not So Bright, I gotta be wooed first.
Yeah.
Though I did let the dink follow it. So
you did?
I'm on the inside.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll put in my request and see what happens and update the listenership next week.
I think. Okay. All right. Send me a nice message and I'll let you in.
Okay. Hey, I got a tournament, a 3-5 tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. I don't know if you have anything going on.
I would make that happen.
Okay. Finally, I can get a gold medal too, Thomas. You'll be the only one without one.
Anna, that was a bad move right there. You just committed to something you do not want to be a part of.
Yeah. Going back to earlier.
I've seen Tyson play. I think there's a lot of raw talent there.
There is a lot of raw talent, but
there's a lot of heart as well. There's a lot of heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that's there. You're right. Okay,
Tyson's a lefty. I get to be on the left.
Okay, yes. I was going to say that too, but I didn't want to because I know Thomas would get jealous. Look at his face. Oh, I'm not jealous right now. I'm not jealous. Okay, Anna, thank you so much for your time. If you're ever in Arizona, let me know and we will get just some rec games. We don't have to play a tournament. We look forward to seeing you. Maybe we can catch some coverage this week, but if not, we'll see you at the PPAs and the APPs all over the feed on the feature court, hopefully.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, AB.
Thank you.
Good luck this weekend.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
My first question, why does everybody have two accounts? And do all these pros, they all have personal accounts that we just haven't seen?
Not all of them do. And I'll tell you why. It's because Anna Bright, just based off of our most recent example here, Anna Bright wasn't planning on being a professional pickleball player when she started her Instagram account. So she has it for friends and family to connect with, to show what she's doing. And that's fine. Then when she became a professional pickleball player and she noticed all of this hype, immediately she wanted to keep those two things separate so that she can focus solely on pickleball, because a pickleball fan is mostly going to want to see only pickleball stuff versus a family member who's going to want to see like more personal life stuff. What's going on in your life? How are things going? And so that's why people have separate accounts. I think if you started, for example, my Instagram, I opened after I'd already been on Survivor because I'd been on Survivor 15 years ago. So Instagram. So obviously I don't need two accounts, but my Facebook page, I do have two accounts because I had a Facebook page before.
Yeah, right. A high school one that,
correct.
You probably don't want anybody to have access to.
No, that's not necessarily true. It wasn't high school for me. It was even after college, but yeah. So then I do have a separate Facebook account for the fandom specifically. And so, yeah, it makes sense in those scenarios. But if you were a pickleball player from day one, then having one account's fine.
Right. I just put pen on my chair, leather chair. I don't think that's coming out.
Is that your new leather chair?
Dang it.
Or the one that came from the last place? Where are you? Are you in your apartment?
Yeah. You know, I tried to do this cool background, but then when it zoomed the camera, when we actually started recording, it like,
just backlight.
Yeah. So yeah.
I can see the view. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. There's, if I move, you can see it better.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Downtown Austin. You can see people like, you know, on their paddle boards and kayaking and stuff like that.
Oh,
people don't,
on the river.
People don't think about that. That's a really cool aspect of Austin. I mean, most big cities, like, it's like, don't go in that river. Now, for the most part, you probably don't want to go like swimming in that river, but.
So you're still saying don't go in the river.
Don't go in it.
Don't like touch the water or anything. Yeah. Sure. But you have a flotation device that's on top, it's a layer between you and the water.
Yeah. Like people fall off their paddle boards and
they
don't scramble that hard to get back on.
Okay. But do you see them the next day or are they then hospitalized from whatever?
Yeah. It looks sick. Yeah. But everybody gets E. coli. Everybody,
it's in
part of life.
Yeah. I guess so. Cool. Well, that is cool. Are you in the penthouse there? Like, I never realized. Like,
no.
What do you got? Like a 4-bedroom?
It's just like a high rise building. There's a bunch of different floors. I'm not quite on the penthouse. Maybe one day.
I've been to Austin before, but I don't remember that many big buildings. I was
there's a huge. There's a huge downtown with like. It depends on where you are in the city, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. Yeah.
Like any downtown, you know, you've got kind of like the financial district and with all the office buildings. And there's a lot, I mean, I remember thinking Austin was just sort of like, it'd be more like LA,
yeah,
right? Where it's more spread out, it's flat. There's not many high rises, but in the downtown here in Austin, there's actually some like pretty impressive buildings. And so,
nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
And how's your transition there? Have you found a pickleball group to,
I played for the first time, and I don't know if I said that on the last episode, but I did go play at Dreamland. Which
you
is
said
good.
You were going to go play, but you hadn't played yet because it was that night. How was it?
It was good. It was freezing cold, but we were like under the lights. We were under the canopy there where they did Major League Pickleball, and so we were right. We were playing on the, you know, the center court there, and so that was cool. It was a good group.
How'd you play? Who'd you play with?
I played with Brooks Wiley and then just a bunch of other dudes that are, you know, Austin locals.
Okay.
Who play a lot. And, yeah, I like for the first probably like four games, I couldn't hit a ball anywhere that,
because you hadn't been playing so long or because you were still cold.
I was definitely very rusty.
Okay. You know, because I was going to ask you that because
over 2 months,
I honestly, since I started playing pickleball, like seriously, like 2 years, I haven't gone longer than not even a week, like 5 or 6 days is the longest I've ever gone without playing some pickleball. Yeah. So I was going to ask you that. How rusty were you?
Well, it's been tough. I had a final last week. I've got a final project and a final coming up this weekend and Monday. I've got all this work. It's been tough to play, but it was really, I mean, I'm going to try and start playing more.
Yeah.
But I always say that and then the schedule fills up and it's tough. So
have you ever tried drinking Relight Boost?
I have. I told you, dude, that
it
really is a boost.
It is a boost
every time.
And it has so many electrolytes in it. Relight, one of our friends of the podcast. And honestly, in my lifetime of athletics, the best electrolyte mixture I've ever had. The only one that I've ever really felt has made an effect on me physically, keeps the cramps away, 10 times more electrolytes than other leading brands. And you can have it for 15% off if you use pickleball at checkout on their website.
I like it. Yeah. I have a bunch of it in the kitchen, as you know.
I know.
I do drink it. I drink it every day. And I did hot yoga last night and it was far too hot, by the way. That's like they could be arrested for how hot it got.
Okay. Yeah. And but that is the perfect time.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, geez, I am dehydrated. So I went and got some Relight and made it a lot better.
I noticed it in the summers. In the summers here, it's 115. I'll still go play. No problem. But generally I can only play for an hour and a half maximum if it's that hot. But if I have some cold Relight, I can go almost twice as long in the summer heat because it keeps the cramps away and stuff because it's keeping me hydrated. So great stuff and great flavors. what else, Thomas?
Did you watch any of the pickleball this past weekend?
I didn't get to, no. I've been pretty busy with some.
I mean, obviously with Anna.
Yeah.
The APP was like really exciting to watch. I was more into an APP tournament than I've ever been.
Okay.
And we've got, what do we have coming up this weekend? The Plantation Open coming up this weekend, which is APP.
Okay.
The PPA was in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So Tyson McGuffin won his first ever singles title
in PPA. The PPA. That was crazy. I didn't even realize that.
Me neither. And so JB said that in like the live blog, our live blogs on the pickleball. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And so congrats to him. I think that's pretty, I can't believe he hadn't won one before.
Yeah. But also the PPA is like 2 years old. So like,
that's true.
Yeah. Cause I thought that too. I was like, what? That's crazy. Tyson McGuffin's never won. But then I was like, but the PPA really only started like after I was even familiar with the sport. So
yeah,
like there wasn't a long time. But congrats to him for sure. Got a trophy now that he has to figure out how to get in his luggage and carry home with him.
Yeah. We did say it was just going to be it was a matter of whether it was going to be him or Jay who won.
Yeah.
Because Ben wasn't playing, you know, Zane and J Dub were at the APP.
We called it.
Seize the day.
Seize the day.
I don't know why I just said that. Struck that from there. Yeah, we'll edit that one. I mean, I don't even know what
I was gonna. Really good, Thomas. That's really good. Maybe that's our sign off from here on out.
Professional podcast.
Yeah.
Say cool stuff like that.
Anything else shocking happening at these tournaments? It was super cold. I did message Irina during the podcast last week because I was saying the indoor balls versus outdoor balls thing.
Right.
And I was like, what is the situation there? And she was like, it's outdoor balls on a tennis surface, which is an outdoor surface. So yes.
Yeah. Right.
So, but if it were a gym floor or something like that, they would have to use indoor balls.
Yeah. I didn't think anybody would care. And then we got a bunch of comments after last episode where people were like, I was like, okay, I guess it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah. I know what the people want.
You do. You do. All right. So Anna mentioned NML Pickleball, right?
Yeah.
And we've mentioned them a few times. They finally, you know, revealed themselves and like, I had been texting you and I told you maybe weeks ago that it was these two dudes.
Yep.
And, so it was them. And most people, at least, like in the pro world already knew.
Okay.
And it started to spread. So I think they were sort of like, didn't really have a choice.
As well.
So they lifted the veil. I honestly, if I were them, I would not have done that. I think the anonymity is kind of what they had going for them.
Yeah.
And they instantly went from like mysterious and clever in my mind to just like two dudes writing a blog about pickleball.
But is that how everyone feels?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see.
We'll find out.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to be able to like, I mean, realistically, they were casting stones. They were being like super critical. They didn't have to, they weren't accountable because they were like anonymous. Yeah. And even if they
knew that people knew who they were, they could still have a little bit of deniability to it to still keep posting how they were.
Right.
Right. And now they can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see if they're able to like maintain their presence in the conversation, right?
Yeah.
But again, I think the anonymity and the fact that they were critical of people frequently when the pickleball community is so small that a lot of other writers and content creators aren't willing to do that because they don't want to ruffle feathers. I think those are kind of like the two things that they had going for them.
For the record, they were always positive towards me.
Were they?
Yeah.
I think they were positive towards me. I was positive towards them.
Yeah.
I liked the analysis and all that.
Yeah.
But now we know who they are.
Well, that's kind of a bummer. And the reason it's a bummer is because it was so fun to speculate. It was so fun.
That's why I liked it. Yeah.
And even like when you were like, I know who these guys are, still there's like a smidgen of doubt. Like maybe it isn't. Maybe it is. It probably is. But even still, like until they admit it, you could be like, I don't know. Maybe it's just like an extension of them somewhere. Like you come up with all these scenarios. Mm-hmm. So, man, I can't believe they took that away from us.
Yeah. So I feel robbed.
Yeah.
The only remaining question though is like, and this is what I really wanted to know. This was like the true question.
Okay.
Like what pro is feeding them information?
Yeah. You know, like they weren't high up enough on the ladder to get the contracts to see all that stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was thinking too.
There were other things that I don't really want to give credence to right now that like they would reveal. And it was like, I knew that, like other people knew that, but out of respect to people who are investing their money, who have things on the line, like you're just not going to reveal that just so you can be like, I broke the pickleball news.
Yeah.
Right. And,
which they could have if they remained anonymous and now they can't.
Well, They probably still will, but it's like, okay, now the pros who are leaking the information have to be more careful about that.
Exactly.
Right. And I want to know, like, cause I do have theories as far as like who was leaking.
Ooh, let's hear them. Name some names.
I'm not going to do that. because I actually don't want to like, I don't
ruffle
I don't,
some feathers. Cause you're not anonymous.
No, I don't want to give away my theories so that they like get guarded and try and, you know,
okay.
I want like, I need to keep gathering evidence. So, because like, if you think about it, the pros that are feeding them information are stepping on the toes of their fellow pros.
Yeah.
And I think in some cases it's like to the detriment of the deals that they have, the arrangements they have.
No, for sure. Like a deal should not be leaked before there's ink on paper, like in any situation out of respect for someone's livelihood, et cetera. Yeah. Like even if you hear like, oh, there's talks, people are having conversations. Like I know of deals that haven't happened or been announced that I have kept silent with pros and certain companies. And it's just because like until there's ink on it and until that pro and chooses the time that they want to announce that, like, that's not like my, that's not for me to, you know, out to the world. So I agree with you 100% there.
Let's see, Tyson, I have I have a cool new whiteboard. So I'm looking up at that.
Wow. You've been writing notes for it.
Yeah. I actually have 3 whiteboards in my apartment. Love whiteboards.
You can never have too many whiteboards. I've always said that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like so obvious.
What are you, like a junior high school teacher from the early 2000s?
I literally have a whiteboard on an easel right here.
Yeah.
In front
that's
of me.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you. All right. So pickleball continuing to get like tons more press. So the one that dropped this morning, Axios is just talking about how like putting a pickleball court on your property is going to increase the property value.
Yeah.
Just another reason for people to build courts, continue this growth and to watch it spread like wildfire, which it already is.
Yeah. My backyard isn't big enough for a pickleball court, but I do definitely in my mind. The only reason I wouldn't get a pickleball court is because the only reason I leave my house is to play pickleball. And I know that even though my wife is like, let's get a bigger property so you can have your own pickleball court, I know that if I did that, she would be so sick of me being at the house all the time. Because at that point, if I have my own pickleball court in the backyard, I'm not leaving. I'm like, anybody who wants to play pickleball can come to me. I'm not going to anybody from here on out. So, yeah. I don't know.
If I ever get a place, I'm definitely building a court.
Are you? But then you're never leaving, right?
That's okay. That's my problem right now. I don't have enough. You know how people say you have like you need a third place. Did we talk about this?
No.
So you need, so you have your home, you have your work.
I don't.
And then you have like, a typical like social environment, which could be like
pickleball, you
know, a park or like a recreational thing. It's like, all right, right now, literally all I have is like, we were remote classes for a while. Now we're going on campus, but it's only a few times a week.
But you have that. You have school.
I work from home. I wasn't playing pickleball. I was just like in this apartment constantly.
Yeah.
And so I need to reestablish a third place.
I've never heard that before, that there's 3 main places, but I am grasping it. I'm definitely grasping the concept here. And that's how I am. I don't honestly really want to leave my house, but I don't have to leave my house for living. I sleep and eat here. And I work from home, pretty much everything. And pickleball is the thing that on a regular basis gets me out of the house.
Yeah. Your pickleball court's like right by your house too, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a block away. So I did sign up for a league at Legacy Bell Bank Park, which is now 15 minutes away. So I do, but that's like the furthest I ever venture from my house.
Yeah. So Bell Bank is crazy. I thought it was just pickleball. And then, you know, we started doing research and, cause we do have some plans in the works and, it's insane. Yeah. It's got like everything you need. Yeah. It's like,
I think it's the largest sports bar. It's going to be like the largest sports bar west of the Mississippi or something like that. And it's got, I don't know how many soccer fields, how many softball fields, volleyball, everything.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
I don't know where the Mississippi River is. I mean, I imagine it's in Mississippi, at least some component of it.
Yeah.
I don't know where Mississippi is. That doesn't mean anything to me when people say west of the Mississippi, but it's like one of those things people say.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I think it means.
Geography lesson.
What I've always utilized it for is that it means that it's not necessarily the largest in the country, but it's the largest this side of the country. So that's right. The saying. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't fully know where it goes. I think the Mississippi comes from one of the Great Lakes down all the way through and does eventually cross through Mississippi on its way to the Gulf.
And Mississippi was the first one to be like,
this one's ours. River. Yeah. Because there's the Missouri River, and that's also big. And I think that the Mississippi River might cross through Missouri at some point. But yeah,
I was Colorado River. Colorado River.
Oh, that's right, the Colorado River right there?
Mm-hmm.
No, that is not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where it goes through Austin? I'm going to have to Google this, bro.
Whoa. Yeah.
Colorado.
This is good.
River.
This is good content.
It's really good content because man.
Wait, the other thing I didn't mention at the
AP. That is not the Colorado River, dude.
Yeah, it is.
In Austin, Texas, you're saying that the Colorado River runs through Austin, Texas.
Yeah, why don't you just, Google Colorado River and it's like, look up its path.
Austin, Texas. Zooming in.
While you're doing that, I'm going to talk about
Colorado River. Where does it, I got to have to backtrack it all the way up to its origins to make sure it's the same Colorado River.
Hey guys, this is why you should subscribe to our podcast.
Uh-huh.
This is why you should subscribe, hit the thumbs up button. I should probably do that. If you're watching on YouTube and if you're on Spotify, can you hit the follow button? Leave us some reviews, help us grow. By the way, we have some merch dropping soon. And I don't even know if it's probably not even worth calling it merch. These are just like cool pieces of clothing for pickleballers. So think like Jordan, but for pickleball. We're going to be launching that stuff pretty soon here on our site. We've also got some other stuff in the works too. So I'm pretty excited about what's to come here. Did you figure out the Colorado River thing?
I'm seeing it. I'm following it all the way through back to its origins. Let's see where I'm at right now. Man, I'm only a little ways through Texas. I guess you're right. Like, that's definitely a Colorado River. Is it the Colorado River? I'm still skeptical.
I gotta say, the fact that you weren't able to figure it out within 30 seconds tells me everything I need to know about your tech savviness.
No, I mean, I could Google it and say, does the Colorado River run through Austin, Texas? But I was following on the map the river all the way back. But I had to zoom in because the river gets so narrow in some places. And right, I've always known the Colorado River to be quite wide when I've seen it in person because it goes through Utah.
Right.
So I've been on the Colorado many, many times in Utah.
Sure.
So, yeah, weigh in on and let us know. Is that the same Colorado River that I've been on in Utah for our listeners out there? Because I know that Thomas hasn't done the research. He knows that that's called Colorado River outside his window. And I agree that there is a Colorado River in Austin.
So that is the River Width podcast. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Next week we're gonna
cover the Mississippi River. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be really good. Thomas, what have you got going on this week? Are you gonna be at any pickleball stuff, or you're so engrossed in school now that all you can do is watch from home?
Got my family coming in for for whatever reason. There's a wedding here. Like a couple from Michigan is getting married in Austin. So my family's like, all right,
Austin's
they're like good family friends. It's like a really random thing. So
okay,
they're going to come in here, but
Are you invited to the wedding?
Yeah, I'm gone.
Okay.
Good family friends. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I figured. Okay. And
it's just random that it's here right when
I know that a lot of your family plays pickleball. Are you going to get out and
get
them to the court?
We might. My brother, one of my brothers and my dad are coming. They're both good pickleball players. My dad just won a tournament in Florida. I'm going down to Florida in next weekend. So I'll probably play when I'm down there.
You know who lives down there? Anna Bright.
She does. She does.
You don't want to try and play some rec games with her?
Where is Boca Raton?
Oh, are you kidding me? We got more geography on this thing. This is so much geography.
I think we need to
Boca.
All right.
I'm finding it right now. It's
so wait. So can we go back to,
it's just north of Miami.
Can we go back to no drill zone?
Yeah.
Why? What was the feedback that you heard, and why should we not change the name to that?
The feedback I heard was it just doesn't make any sense. NDZ, no drill zone. It's like, doesn't, like, if you read
why does it not make sense? It's an acronym.
Well, if you read the title, it doesn't necessarily point you to pickleball.
Well, that doesn't matter because you have like meta descriptions and stuff like that.
Sure. I understand. So if you're strongly in favor of no drill zone, I'll still do no drill zone. Or NDZ.
Well, to be honest, you deflated me now.
I did. It wasn't me. Yeah. It was one of our listeners.
Well, that
it wasn't
listener
me.
Can unsubscribe.
You think that I'm using this listener front so that anonymously
maybe
I can critique that? I would tell you the truth. I was the one who came up with no drill zone to begin with. So why would I then be the one poo-pooing it?
All right. Listen, I haven't had the album or the cover art commissioned yet. So
yeah, come up with something better.
All right. Listeners, please.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
What about Sport RX?
We're going to do that next. Well, we're going to talk about that next episode.
Oh, top secret.
Yeah.
Somebody also gave me a sign off, like a potential sign off we could use. No dinking around. Is that what they said? They came up with something.
Well, that's terrible. So we're not doing that.
Let me see. On the Pickle Play app actually is where they DM'd me.
Nice.
And don't be a dink. No,